This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Getting a little bump back trivium in waves. In waves was the way the game between Oregon and Arizona was played. Oregon jumps out to an 18-4 lead to start the game. And my eyebrows went up. I went, uh-oh, this is going to be interesting. Arizona finds a way to claw back. They go on their own 19-4 run in a game that is tight. Ends up with Arizona leading the half 42-38. And there's a couple different things to point out here. Is one, Oregon's incredibly hot shooting to start the game. Arizona's inability to take care of the ball or to hit a shot. Mm. But a couple things happen. Number one, for Arizona, Caleb Love got hot.
Yep.
Number two, Anthony Delorso got left open from three. Number three, KJ Lewis and Carter Bryant's defense coming off the bench for Arizona was basically the swing in this game. Carter Bryant finishes the game playing 26 minutes off the bench. He had 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. Carter Bryant is a guy coming in the NBA draft this year who could be a first-round pick. He could go back to Arizona. He's incredibly raw, but he is a freak athlete. The block that he had that was originally called a goaltend,
yeah,
was out of this world.
The fact that he was able to get to it is incredible. The fact that he was able to get to it before it even got to the rim, it's otherworldly. What I think when you look at this Arizona game, though, I remember in the prelude up to it, you know, talking mm-hmm. with my buddies, hey, does Oregon have a shot? What do you think? It was 100% contingent on Oregon will win this game if Caleb Love has an average to mm-hmm. below average game. If Caleb Love is awesome, which he is susceptible to do yep. essentially every third or fourth game yep. where he will do this, where he goes nuclear,
yep.
you are going to lose this basketball game. And I think if you're an Oregon Duck fan, it has to sting a little bit knowing the fact that Caleb Love did go nuclear.
Mm-hmm. And you're still right there.
I think you can make the argument that Oregon still should have won this game. 54.5% from the free throw line.
The missed free throws is certainly something that bit the Ducks.
Even
more than that for me, and this is the swing, I just kept hammering it leading up to the NCAA tournament. The Ducks are a volatile three-point shooting team.
Yep.
They go 7 of 20 from three. If they get hot and they go plus 40% from three, they have the potential to basically beat anybody in the country because they're a team that can just spread, like with Biddle. Having a stretch five in, yeah. in college basketball is a bit of a cheat code because, like, perfect example, Donovan Clingan was great for UConn. Back-to-back national title winner, came off the bench his freshman year, sophomore year, played 20 minutes a game, but he didn't leave the paint.
Right.
Because he's a 7'3" guy. There's no 3 seconds. You can zone it up. You can just keep him at the rim, and it's impossible to score at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden you're five now has to step out because there's a real threat of a guy out there.
Right.
It is a massive, massive, massive problem. Quentin Post at Boston College torched North Carolina. Was it 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Just because he's a 7'1" guy who's going to sit out there and just bang threes on you. And now he's doing it for the Golden State Warriors. And it's like when you get these guys that can do that, they really can bend your defense. And Biddle ended up having a very solid game, but it takes out that Toby Awaka for Arizona was in foul trouble for large right. portions of the game. Toby Awaka is not this incredibly skilled big man who's going to just, you know, work you in the post. It's like Jani Broome from Auburn has got every different kind of post move up and under. It's kind right. of Taj Gibson-y.
Yeah, like, he's going to get to his spot. It doesn't matter how he gets there. If you're going to be strong, he'll go finesse. If you're going to go finesse, he'll go strong. Yeah,
it's he's going to get 24 years old. Like, you just,
yeah.
you've got the skill, you've got the size, you've got the strength, your strength, and you've got the IQ to know how to execute.
Right.
A walk is just a truck.
He wasn't going to get moved by Biddle, and it was clear. That's why Biddle struggled early. Mm-hmm. You could hear it on the game. Jalen Rose kept harping on it, like, uh-huh. Biddle has to get back into this game. Biddle has to get back into this game. And when Oregon went on their run, it was because Awaka got into foul trouble, so they had Vassar, completely butchered his name. But he was on Biddle. Biddle could back him down the way that he wanted to, and he could get to that jump hook, and there was never an issue after that. Biddle helps get Oregon back into it, and Shelstead helps Oregon get back into it. But I definitely felt watching this game, especially as you get towards the end, it was the perfect time placement for it because it was Pac-12 after dark, but it was the perfect time placement for sloppy basketball play. Like, as good as Caleb Love was, if the ball wasn't in his hand, Arizona made mistake after mistake. I mean,
that's college basketball in a nutshell, my man.
100%. But this was
when you've got
more.
Guys. I mean, but when you've got guys that your primary ball handlers in college, they are that not because like oh you need it's the same thing I talk about in the NBA.
Mm.
The guys are handling the ball because they can handle the ball.
Right.
And I think everybody thinks like oh you're a D1 top 25 institution college player, you can create against other dudes. No.
Nope.
Most guys can't, and that list gets infinitely smaller when you get to the NBA. And the difference between Caleb Love is a guy that I think when he first got to college, a lot of people thought he would be an NBA prospect. He's a fringe. He might be a second-round draft pick. His age is going to come. He probably preclude him there. He'll maybe go undrafted and get some camp invites, stuff like that, because of he can get hot.
When he goes nuclear, he's unbelievable. But he can also go
exactly. But that's
ice cold.
That's the consistency. That's the name mm-hmm. of the game when you're talking about college basketball. And honestly, with a game where Jackson Shelstead for the Ducks goes 9 of 14, 3 of 6, 4 for 6 from the line, has 25 points. You think that's a game that the Ducks can win, but one of the things that stood out to me when I looked at this, the Ducks hit 32 shots. 8 of them were assisted. They had to create their own offense individually all game long because Carter Bryant and KJ Lewis and Awaka were so damn disruptive.
Lewis was incredible on Shelstead because he did a great job. They were trying to get into that pick and roll with mm-hmm. Biddle and Shelstead, and every time he would jump and almost like blitz Shelstead and force Shelstead to get the ball out of his hand, or he couldn't attack downhill on that screen is what like I was noticing. And so then that neutralized Shelstead a lot in the second half.
It made Shelstead a scorer.
Yes.
And not it didn't allow him to be a creator to hit those kick out opportunities to give the Ducks good looks. And it was a well executed game plan by Arizona. Again, both these teams played even down the stretch, 45 points apiece in the second half. The difference in the game was how Arizona closed out the first half.
Yeah.
That was the difference in the game. And that's the KJ Lewis, Carter Bryant minutes that were so disruptive and got Arizona on that big push to close the half.
I know this is a lame complaint, but it is, and maybe it's just because I did bet Oregon in this game, but I understand why Arizona was fouling. It's mm-hmm. the smart thing to do. It is the correct thing to do.
Most college players can't shoot free throws.
Right. I'm talking at the end.
Yeah.
When Oregon's fouling, Arizona's fouling. How do you neutralize it as the Ducks in that situation so that as Love goes to foul Shelstead there at the very end where Shelstead tries to get into the shooting mm-hmm. motion, how...
Had a big review on that in the Illinois game.
It's a lame way for the game to end, I guess. Maybe it's more of a complaint because you can't neutralize it. You can't say, well, Arizona can't foul there as a rule. Well, then Oregon can't foul there, and then the game ends. So there's nothing you can really do about it. But as a viewer, it's one of the more disappointing ways to see a close game like that end because it just turns into Arizona wasting time and wasting time. And I get it. It's smart. It just sucks as a viewer.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. It's a smart way to play, unfortunately. And you kind of limit some of the great moments.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.